Okay, so we're starting with the Gemara Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Isaac, want to read a little bit?
Sure.
New piece, and then we'll take a look at the Gemara and Rashi, and move over to a piece from the Brisker Rav over here. All right, okay. Let's see what we got.
Okay, Rabbi Zera Chalash, Rabbi Zera got sick.
Good.
Al Gabe Rabbi Elahu, and Rabbi Elahu came to...
Al Gabe Rabbi Elahu. What does that mean?
Rabbi Elahu came to visit him.
Good.
Okay. Kabil Ale, and he accepted upon himself.
He, who's he?
Rav Elahu.
Good.
I mitpach katina charich shake. If
katina charich shake gets better. Now, why was he called katina charich shake? You know.
Yeah, it says.
That was his nickname. It wasn't really his name, obviously. His name was Rav Zera.
Every 30 days, Rav Zera would seat himself in a burning oven.
Yeah.
To check whether he was vulnerable to fire, so as to determine whether the fire began and would ultimately have an effect on him.
Pretty hardcore, right?
Wait, why would he be going to Gehenna?
Can you just read it?
Never was he harmed at all by the fire of the oven except once, when his thighs were signed due to the...
Singed.
...that had been set upon him. On account of this incident, Rav Zera, who was short, earned the nickname the Small Man of Sink Thighs. Oh my God.
That's the way he was known. He once burnt his legs because he sat in the oven and got the better of him. So they called him the short guy with the burnt legs.
You're telling me that he went into an oven
every month.
Every month. Right. And he didn't get burnt?
Except that one time he got burnt. So they called him short guy with the burnt legs. Go right there.
Really strange. I don't think we can move on after that.
Come on. That's a side point. Okay. So what happened? He accepted upon himself that if Rav Zera gets better, short guy with the burnt legs gets better.
That's also another thing I got to bring up. So.
Okay.
I got to remember this.
Avid ni yom atav l'rabbanan. He says, I would make a yomtif. I'll make a
festival.
A sudas haudah. Basically celebrating your recovery.
Okay, what happened? Itbach.
Good.
He recovered.
He did it. Got better.
Avad sudata l'chulahu rabbanan, and he made a feast.
He made a suda for all the rabban, like he said he would.
Ki mata l'mishri, and when it came to start the meal, amar le Rabbi Zera, he said to Rabbi Zera.
So now Rabbi Vahu, right? Rabbi Vahu, who's making the suda basically, says to Rabbi Zera, who was the patient. What does he say?
Lishri lan mar. Let the master start the meal for us.
I mean, why don't you make a motzi?
Right.
Make a motzi. Make a motzi for everyone else.
Amale, lo savar la mar lahal de Rabbi Yochanan de Amar.
It's a question. Lo savar la mar lahal de Rabbi Yochanan. Don't you agree? Don't you agree with Rabbi Yochanan who said the Amar?
Baal habayit bozeh.
Good.
The host breaks the bread.
Good. So we have a rule. Rabbi Yochanan has a rule. Baal habayit bozeh. When you go to someone's home, or you go to someone's meal for that matter, it's the Baal HaSuda, the Baal habayit, who has the kedima, who has the right to make the hamotzi, to be bozeh. And we'll see why in a minute.
Okay, Shara Lahu, Rubahu then just started the meal.
So what happened?
He said okay.
Sounded like he agreed. He said, oh, you're right. Okay, good point. Good point. And he made the hamotzi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ki mata levaruche, and when it came time to make birkat hamazon.
Birkat hamazon, good.
Amar le, Ravo said to Zera, nevarich lan mar.
Then he tries again. He tried to get him to say hamotzi.
Why didn't you say birkat hamazon?
I said, okay, you didn't want to say hamotzi. I understand because of Rav Yochanan.
Right.
How about saying birkat hamazon?
Right. Amar le, Zera said, lo savar la mar.
Question. It's a question.
Lo savar mar.
No question. Ask a question.
Okay. Lo savar la mar laha de rav huno de min de bavel damar?
Well, the amar would be after. Okay, good. You got to get a little bit of an inquisitive intonation there. He says then, amar le, lo savar la mar laha de rav huno de min bavel damar, botse mevarech. Don't you agree with that? Don't you hold like that statement?
Right.
What statement was that?
The guy who makes...
Rav Huna said, the one who makes the motzi also benches.
Also benches.
So Rabbi Yochanan says, the one who is the Baal HaBayis is the one who makes a motzi. And Rav Huna said, the one who makes a motzi
is also trying to get out of it.
Well, he didn't just want to get out of it. He felt like that was the halacha. Okay.
Ihu keman sevir le. Who does Rav Huna hold like? Ki ha de Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan that said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Ba'al habayit botzei ve'orech magar.
Stop there. So, what is that? What's going on over there?
That the Ba'al habayit.
Rabbi Zeira was, for all intents and purposes, the guest of Rabbi Avo, right? So twice, Rabbi Avo tried to get Rabbi Zeira to help out.
To participate.
First he asked him to make a motzi. Come on, don't you hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Then he asked him, again, you want a bench? And he says, come on, don't you hold like Rav Huna? So now the Gemara says, all right, so obviously when Rabbi Avo offered these two things to Rabbi Zeira, he must have known about those shitos. He must have been aware of them. So now the Gemara says, V'ihu kiman sirle. Right, who did Rabbi Avohu really hold like? Correct?
Yeah.
So what's the Gemara say?
So, Baal Abayit Baseh V'arach Mavarach. The host makes a motzi, and the guest recites V'arach Mavarach.
Okay.
Now,
it's funny, because initially he also offered him to bench. He also offered him to make a motzi.
Right, so why would he think that?
So what does that mean? Why would he offer him to make hamotzi if he held like this shita? That's right. Another thing that we have to try to address. Okay. V'iyu k'man s'yulei, ki hal damar Rabbi Yochanan, mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, ba'al bayis botzei, avarech mavarech. Now the Gemara says, why those two things? Ba'al bayis botzei, why is it that the ba'al bayis should be the one to make hamotzi? It's not a secret, the Gemara says.
Okay, so Baal Habayit Baseh.
Why?
Sheyivza be'ayin yafa.
Good, what does that mean?
So that he should break it generously. And give
what does that mean?
Guests large pieces.
Right. To do it, something with ayin yafa means to do it rabchastik, you know, to do it in plentifully.
So why can't the guest break it and give up?
No, because the guest doesn't know what the Baal Habayit has. The guest is going to say, listen, if I give out too much food, maybe he's not going to have enough. Can't give out big pieces, so he'll be a little bit more reserved in how he gives out the food. But the Baal Habayit knows that he has plenty of more food to come, so he'll give out more. All right, so that's why the Baal Habayit should be the one to be Motzeya. And why should the Oreach be the one to be Mevarech?
The Oreach Mevarech. Right?
Yes.
Why?
In order that the Baal Habayit should get the blessing, you should say the Birkas Baal Habayit.
Right.
That's why you have a guest bench, so that he could say the Yiratzon. What's this bracha that he says? My Mevarech.
Yiratzon. Shelo Yivash Baal Habayit Baal Mazeh. Lo Yikam Lo Mavah.
V'Rabbi Mosif Baal Zivarim. He adds a little bit to it. V'yitzlach. What do you have there?
V'yitzlach.
He has V'yitzlach?
No, but it has V'yitzlach. Right. V'yitzlach ma'od v'chol nechasav v'yiv nechasav un chaseinu.
Good.
Mutzachim v'korbim l'hir v'ol yishlok satan ma'asay yadav.
V'al yishlok satan lo ma'asay yadav.
V'al
ma'asay yadenu.
Lo lefanav v'ol yifaneinu. This is like different.
Lo yizdakik lefanav v'ol yifaneinu shem do'ahir achid v'avarav v'amal v'alam. Different than what?
Than the one I have.
Yeah?
Much different.
Okay. Really?
It has like much low different than in every, like, here, I'll show you.
From what? Is that from the Svartic Bencher? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Even in the Ashman.
Okay, so we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute how this, I don't know if we'll get to really flesh it out. But there is a slight difference here. For example, if you look at the Masoret HaShatz, he points out right away that the Rif, the Rush, and the Tur don't have yizdak care, but they have yizdak cake.
Yes. Oh, I didn't even see that.
All right, so that we don't say that. We don't say yizdak care. We say yizdak cake, right?
What's the difference? They mean that.
All right, let's look at some of those Rashis. Av, you want to read the Rashis for us?
Sure.
Let's start from the top.
Katana.
Katina Charech Shaki.
Charech Shaki. Kach Havei Hayi. Korean the Rabbi Zeira.
That's what these the Rabbi Zeira.
Okay. Small egg. The time of Mefarish the Bavantia and explains it in Bavantia the Sochar Sapol then.
Good.
Kimata the Mishrei.
Yeah, what does that mean, Kimata the Mishrei, when they came time to eat?
Okay. All right. Lishna Adishirusa Kilomar Le Prum? Prus.
Which one?
The Prum. I forgot.
Lefros. What does that mean? Lishna Dishirusa Kaloma Lefros Birkas Hamotzi Lechol. To break bread with the Birkas Hamotzi, Pores, like a prusa, like a. To break off a piece, to be Pores.
To eat. Okay.
And eat.
Rav Huna Dimin Bavel.
Now, if you notice, the Gemara calls Rav Huna here Rav Huna from Bavel. So Rashi is just addressing who is this person that the Gemara now refers to as Rav Huna from Bavel.
So Rav Huna Stama.
This is the Rav Huna that we know and love. Same old Rav Huna. Right, so this Maisa took place in Eretz Yisrael.
Right,
that's why they referred to him as Rav Huna from Bavel.
Right, Rav Yavel, why there's number?
In other words, just they were making reference to Rav Huna from Bavel because this was in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Lefisha Achshav Haya Rav Zera Be'eretz Yisrael Be'makom Rav Yavel V'haya Ola Mi Bavel Kamar Hachi. So then he came from Bavel. He's referring to Rav Huna as my colleague Rav Huna back in Bavel. Not that it was a special Rav Huna. All
right. So Krovim La'ir.
Krovim La'ir.
Krovim close to the city. Shayachol Lerusan.
Balabayas Tamid.
Tamid.
Ladas Mahin Svichin. It's a bracha. You bless someone that they should have their business close to their home. Right? You could attest to how difficult it is when you have to work far away from your house. It's a hassle. In order to go check on your nechassim, you have to travel. It takes away time and takes away energy. So if your nechassim are close to you, where you live, you could always be aware of what's necessary without too much of a tircha. That's why it's a bracha. Someone could work close to home, it's a bracha. Okay, krovim le'ir, that you could see them and know what's needed. Nechassav, Rashi says, is a reference to karkos. What are karkos?
Ground? No.
Yeah. Ground, like real estate, meaning land, as opposed to movable things, metalplum. That's next, we didn't get to that yet. That's premature. Okay? Isaac, you with me?
Yeah.
Yefa. This is the basic shock of Tyre of the Gemara. Let's take a look now at the Rambam. Shall we? I see everyone has a Rambam. I see that was a good move, taking that one volume Rambam. Safe.
Oh, really?
Oh, that wasn't intentional?
Yeah.
Huh?
No,
I wasn't.
Okay, so let's take a look at the Rambam. It's Rambam Hilchos Brachos. Rambam Hilchos Brachos. Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Rambam Hilchos Brachos. Perek Beis Halacha Zayin.
I should take credit though for that, alright?
I gave you credit, yeah.
Bracha Revit. Sarek Lahachzir Ba Shalosh Malchiot.
Okay, what does that mean? Realm here is telling us how to bench. Bracha Revit. Sarek Lahachzir Ba Shalosh Malchios. What's the fourth bracha? Hello? That's the bracha of Tovah Meitiv.
Right.
Okay. So what does it mean, three malchios? So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he explains. One is when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, then you say Avinu Malkeinu, and then you say HaMelech HaTov HaMeitiv. You mention the word Melech, or the concept of Hashem's Malchus, three times. Kolomar Shemin Adin Aya Shelo Lahazkir Ba Malchus Klal. Came the smucha bracha rishona, kede ashkam kol bracha smucha lechaverta, ela shalafisha hizker bonus shalayim malchus based David. Since you mentioned malchus based David in the previous bracha, tzarech gamkin lahazker malchus shemayim. You can't get away with now mentioning the kingship of a melech basar v'dam without mentioning the kingship of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you also have to mention the malchus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Velo tiknuhu bebracha atzma. They didn't put it actually in the text of the bracha. Shalahashrut malchusa de ara and malchusa de rakia, not to make them seem comparable. Elotaknuhu ba'atov meitiv. They put it in the next bracha ba'atov meitiv. Vekeivan shetiknu ba'malchus tibonu shalayim. Tiknu gamkein malchus keneged birkas haaretz. All right. Once we had one malchus, then we had the other malchus, and then we had that malchus. We had another malchus as well. All right. So without getting into that sugi, which is not our issue for the moment, let's continue to read the Rambam. Ukeshem avarecha oreach. Perek beis halacha zayin. Hilchos brachos. Make sure you're in hilchos brachos. Perek beis halacha zayin. Now, it could be that Rambam broke it up a little bit different. Is that...
Bracha Raviz?
Yeah, that's right. So we're now basically after the first period. I imagine there's some kind of period.
Yes, there is.
Ukish Mavarech?
Not after that.
No, now, right. Ukish Mavarech, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, yafa.
Okay.
Oh,
Ukish. No, he's reading. I just want to make sure everyone's following. Go ahead, Isaac.
Oh, ukish mavarech ha'orech itzel ba'al bayis.
Good. When the oreach is benching at the home of the ba'al bayis or at the suit of the ba'al bayis,
right? What does he do? Moses ba'avrech lo ba'al bayis.
He adds a special blessing on behalf of the ba'al bayis.
Right.
So how?
Ketzad
mavarcho. Ketzad mavarcho. Oh, you don't have mavarcho?
No.
Just ketzad?
Ketzad.
How does kapach have it?
Mavarcho.
Ketzad mavarcho. Okay. So two out of three, we have the majority here.
Ketzad mavarcho. That's better, right?
Ketzad mavarcho. How does he bless the Baal Bayis?
Omer, he writes on shelo yevosh Baal Bayis.
So you have lo yevosh?
Mm-hmm.
Avi?
Tevosh.
Yevosh. Rama here, he says, has tevosh. The Gemara says shelo yevosh. The Gemara. Twitter? So the Gemara says, lo yevosh. That's why that Rambam has it, lo yevosh. But apparently there was another gear. So the Rambam, if you look, for example, on the Franco Rambam, he has there shelo tevosh, lo tikalim. He says, kain hi barov kisvei ayad, ubiktsas, some of the fusim. But uberov the fusim, shelo yevosh. Shelo yevosh is the majority of printings. Okay, that's the way we have it also. Okay, now lam sheikh. Yiratzon shelo yevosh ba'al habayis ba'olam hazeh velo yikaleim. Here again, Frankel has tikaleim.
Lomba.
V'yesh lo rishos lahosif b'berkas ba'al habayis ulaharich ba. The Rambam says, if you want to add in things over there, you have the rishos to do that. In other words, it's not such a ironclad text. And if you want to wax eloquent and praise the ba'al habayis, and mevarach the ba'al habayis,
Go ahead.
All the power to you, right. Okay. So what would you say about the relationship between the Birkas Baal Habayis and Bracha Raviz?
What the difference what?
What would you say about the relationship of the Birkas Baal Habayis and the Bracha L'Tov Meitiv? Based on this Rambam. Based on this Rambam, what would you say is their relationship? No? You follow what I'm saying? Follow what I'm asking?
No.
All right, let's take a look at this piece from the Brisker Rav. I made some copies. I don't have enough copies for everyone. Maybe you two gentlemen could share one. And we could give this one to... Dr. Jan. Okay, take a look at this piece of the Brisker Rav. I think I only made two sets. I'm not sure how all three of you have sheets unless you split them up. Did you do that?
What?
I only made two copies, so you can't all three of you can't have. So you see where it says Rambam Perek Beis Mehilchos Brachos Halacha Tes. Yeah, that's where we're starting. It's two pages.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, obviously. You want to read a little bit?
Wait, where?
At the
Brahma.
Gimel, where it says Gimel. This is...
Oh, okay. I got it.
For those that are following along, this is from the Chidushei Agriz. It's in the volume that has the Chidushim to Masechta Sota, but it's a separate section called Inyanei Hashas. Inyanim b'sugyas hashas. So in the quote Inyanim b'sugyas hashas section, it's Simen Yudches, subsection Gimel. So please, b'chavod. Rambam, so, Perek Beis, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tes.
So, Bebayis Chasanim.
Bebayis Chasanim.
Bebayis Chasanim.
So there, the Rambam in Halacha Tes, we didn't read it, but the Rambam says, Beberkas Chasanim, Mevorech Berkas Chasanim. Okay, sounds pretty reasonable. Achar Arba Brachos Elu. After the four Brachos, then you say, Beberkas Chasanim. Anyone ever been to a Shavu Brachos?
No.
Anyone ever been to, never been to Shavu Brachos? You been to Shavu Brachos? Sushi, I'm sure they must have them all the time.
Well, they're my sisters also.
Yeah, sister, okay. So what happens? At the end of benching, then there are seven brachos that are recited, one of which is Bori Pri HaGafen. At the end of a wedding also they have it, I'm sure, when your sister got married, I'm sure.
We did not have one.
At the actual wedding.
No. They have to. I have a quick question for my sister.
What's her name now?
But
okay.
She was from Toronto. And what's his name? Zimmer.
Yeah.
Zimmer's
wife. Right.
I was at that Chasanel.
Yeah, fair. So the Rambam says about that scenario, you mevorich bebeis chasanim, berkas chasanim, when? Achar arba brachos elu. After the four brachos of the benching, meaning after atov meitiv. Is everyone clear on that? Okay, I'm not saying anything that's so mechudosh, that's what the Rambam says. Okay, now Avi, if you don't mind continuing with the Griz. Acher arba brachos elu b'chol suda b'suda she'ochlem sham. Okay, v'chulei. U'b'halacha yud.
Okay, so v'halacha yud.
Kosav.
Kosav brachos elu
shema mosifin.
Mosifin b'bayis chasanim.
Beis chasanim.
Beis chasanim. He bracha chorna mishava bracha shal nishuin.
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 Okay, so this bracha, this bracha shemosifim veis chasanim, he says that's the last bracha of the sheva brachas of nisuin. Why is he saying that? Because in halacha yud, bracha shemosifim veis chasanim, he bracha achronim yisheva brachas shal nisuin, v'med v'amurim, v'shayu ochen hein sha'omdu v'erkos nisuin. Okay, gets into all the details when you actually say sheva brachas during the meal. Aval im hayu ochen acherim, who never heard it, then you also say Shema v'shmil shema v'orchin b'shvil an acher berchas mazon acher berchas mazon after berchas mazon sheva brachos k'derach shema v'orchin b'shas nisun. Meaning, in some cases where you don't have basis for saying all seven brachos, you'll say less than the seven brachos. But in a case where you have panim chadashos, l'mashal, and you have a minyan and everything else that you need for the sheva brachos b'shad, you'll say all seven of them after benching. So, v'omer ha'griz
atzal. That's what we do, though.
Yeah, but listen to what the point is that he's going to make here. This is an important point.
Oh,
I mean, you're going to tell us. V'omer
ha'griz atzal. Divarim
ha'rambam. Dibidivrei ha'rambam. Dibidivrei.
Dibidivrei.
Yeah, so you can do it.
Eile mevuar de brachos.
Birkas chasanim.
Birkas chasanim. Asher achar sudayi.
I think it's the comma is before. The b'divrei haramim elu mevuar. It's explained. It's expressed.
Explained
the birkas chasanim. The birkas chasanim asher achar hasuda. Those birkas chasanim that we recite after the suda. He shayeches.
He shayeches the birkas hamazon
v'nechlalas ba. It seems, says the Griz, to the Breskerov, that those sheva brachos are actually somehow fused with the benching. They become almost part of the benching. Shaharei, how do we know that? Because where is it put? Where is it put? It's put in the perek that's talking about benching.
Shaharei kol perek zeh.
Airi
be'ikar din de birkat hamazon.
Good. De'bahalacha aleph sham kasav.
Right. Wait, what?
De'bahalacha aleph
sham.
Meaning in that parak.
Shem, oh, kasav, say there.
Kasav, good.
Vera.
No, you're going to get that.
Get that.
You'll get that.
Vera Hamaz.
Right, those are the letters.
You're getting there.
What are we talking about over here?
Oh, wow.
Vera Hamazon, good. All right, kasav, seder, birkas hamazon, kahu. The Rambam over there says, what's the Seder Birkas HaMazon? And then he spells it out. Rishona first, Birkas HaZon.
Shnia,
good.
Shlishi, Yishboni, Yishvayim.
Good.
Yitz Tov Meitiv.
So first, at the beginning of the parak, the Rambam spells out the first four brachos.
Right.
And then, Uba halacha hei.
Uba halacha hei.
Kasav.
Kasav. Ukshim. Mivarchin.
Good. The base ha avel. In a shiva house, let's say.
Omer bibrikas.
Omer bibracha revias. And then he gives you the text of what they would say in the base avel. That's halacha ches over here also. Actually, I think there's a mistake over here. He says halacha hei. Alright? I think it's halacha ches. Instead of saying halacha hei kasav, I think it's halacha ches kasav. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's still true. It's still true that the Rambam says that. It's just, I think it's a printing mistake. It doesn't appear in hei, it appears in ches. Okay, that doesn't change anything. Keep going. I don't mean to derail you.
So
then the Rambam says, what do you say in the Shiva house, X, Y, and Z? And then in Halacha Yod, what does he say? I'm sorry, in Halacha Tas, he says, what do you say? After those four brachos, right. Then you say this. And then Halacha Yod, he says, Bracha Zushim Osifim Beis Chasanim. Which we just read. Umavuar, so what do you see from all this? Bein hani shem osifin bir berkas hamazon. From the fact that the Rambam includes the so-called sheva brachos,
right,
among those that are added in berkas hamazon.
Right?
Okay. Right? And those other brachos are recited somehow in conjunction with the fourth bracha. The Rambam discusses berkas chasanim pretty much in the same discussion as he does those brachos. Before in the cloud, Birkas Hassanim, being Hani Shemosif and Birkas Hamazim, they came over Shabbos for Yom Tov, Ubachanak, Ubapurim, just like you have those additions, Ritzei, Yala Viyavo, Alanisim. What are those? Those are? They're part of benching. They're things that are added, but they come part of benching.
So the fact that he added an
the fact that he's discussing this along with that, Hachanami,
Hachanami, Ika, Safa,
Hosafa, Berchas Hamazon, Bebeis Chasanim. Just like there's a Hosafa that you say on Shabbos, there's a Hosafa that you say on Yom Tov, there's a Hosafa that you say on Rosh Chodesh, an addition. There's a Hosafa that you say in the Beis Chasanim. What does that mean, Hosafa? It's an addition. An addition means you're augmenting the benching.
Okay.
Umeishach Shaicha. Hani brachos lib berkas hamazon. They become pertinent to the berkas hamazon. I mean, they're part of berkas hamazon. V'havizeh.
Right.
V'havizeh. Me berkas hamazon. Very good.
It's not portion. So now it's considered part of.
Part of benching. Saying berkas hasanim and all these other things, as far as the Rambam is concerned, are actually part of benching.
So then. You shouldn't end, but that means you should put it in with the actual benching part.
Well, he's saying that becomes part of benching, as if you would
but
leave.
But it's not part of benching if you say it at the end.
You're saying it after, in some cases, you're saying it
after benching. Once you finish benching, you say
That's the point. Benching's not finished in that case.
Oh.
According to this, if you have a chiyuv to say those brachos, benching's not over yet. It would be like you were lacking in benching if you didn't say that.
Okay.
It's not just something additional that you say afterwards. That's exactly the point. V'heyid
Hagon
Rav Moshe Halevi. Now Rav Moshe Halevi was the Brisker Rav's brother. I assume that's who he's referring to. His brother Rav Moshe Halevi was the father of the Rav. Father of Yosef Tov Soloveitchik.
Okay.
Shekash.
Didn't
I'm not sure how that's pertinent now. So he says Rav Moshe Halevi Shlita said Shekasher Maranzal Birich ba'atzmo hasheva brachos. He says that the Moshe Halevi Soloveitchik said about the Brisker Rav, meaning I guess about his brother, that when he would say the Berkas Chasanim, when he would birch ba'atzmo hasheva brachos, yeah.
This is to himself.
Haya Omram. Well, when he did it, Haya Omram tekef acher Berkas Hamazon. Lefnei harachamans, before all those harachamans, right after Aliyah Chasreinu. Why? Because he held those part of benching. You should do it right away, right after that bracha, not after you stuck in other things that aren't really part of benching per se. Why he hold this way? I mean, why he do this in way in practice? Because he held that based on the Rambam, you have to do it right after the fourth bracha because it's part of benching still. It's just a longer benching. Mishum de la Rambam.
Who say like Mebrekas Amazon?
Mebrekas Amazon. Al-Kain.
Al-Kain.
What does Al-Kain mean?
Therefore.
Good. Okay, therefore. So you have to, therefore, you have to say those brachos.
For the Rachman.
Good.
Gemara bracha rabbi. After you finish the bracha, raise
from Moshe Kassav Sham, Balocha Chas, Linyan Birkas Aveilim. Just like the Rambam says with regard to the Birkas Aveilim that is said in the base Aveilim. Okay? Now, why are we doing this? It's nice, interesting. What does it have to do with the Ar Gemara? That's the next paragraph.
Excuse me, what's that abbreviation?
Kamosha Kassav.
Yeah, no.
Sham. Bihalocha Ches.
Oh, okay.
Good, Isaac, why don't you read the next paragraph? Va'af Birkas Aveilim.
Okay, where is that?
Right, where we stopped reading. Oh, you don't have the pages. Maybe Avi will just share.
The
Balabais. So now, this came from, if you look at the next pages, this piece came from the Rishimos of Talmidim. This wasn't actually written by the Brisker Rav himself. This was written essentially about the Brisker Rav's position by his Talmidim. Well, I don't know if it's even so much while he's speaking, because they're bringing edus from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik about what the Brisker Rav did. It was written at some point, and I guess reproduced here later. Mm-hmm. So, the Birkas Oreach, meaning what we say, that Yehi Ratzon, that you quoted from before from the Gemara.
Yeah.
Remember, you were surprised to find out that it's actually in the Gemara. You said, so when is that supposed to be said? So after Birkas Oreach Balabais Haisa Das Maranzal, the opinion of the Brisker Rav was
Levarcha
Tekef immediately.
Bracha Revit.
Right, it's right after Eichas Reinu. That's when you should do it. Right after Eichas Reinu. Why?
V'diyek la mil lashon harambam sham be.
Good. Mosif ba. He adds on to the benching. Mosif ba. Don't skip a line. Lebalabais v'chule. Umimad the kasav mosif ba, quote unquote, from that which the Brisker, which the Rambam uses the lashon mosif ba. He adds on to it. Right? He's Mosif in it. In what? Mavuar.
The Gam Bracha Ta'orich. Who?
Chelek. Mi Bracha Revias Berkas Amazon. It's just like all those other things that are added on to the benching. Just like all those other things are added on to the benching and are actually part of the benching, so too, the Ram uses this lashon. Mosif Ba, this Bracha becomes part of the Berkas Amazon, Isaac.
Yes.
But why?
That's the way it is. That's the way it's structured. That these brachos were intended to be said in the context of benching because they're part of the benching. Special occasions, the benching is different. Like davening, like Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is different on a regular day than it is on a yontif. It's different on a regular day than it is on a Rosh Chodesh.
I mean, why these specific brachos are considered part of benching?
Because these are brachos that are supposed to be said at the time of benching.
Where is said at?
Which thing in particular are you talking about? This is said in our Gemara.
What did the bracha say?
What, that one bracha? The one that we're talking about says, Yihi Ratzon, Shalai Yivosh Balabayas. It's a blessing that the bencher.
Oh, we're talking about Shalai Yivosh Balabayas.
Well, the Rambam, the Brisker Rav started by, or the author here rather, the Talmidim here, started explaining that the Brisker Rav's position was with regard to the Shav Bracha that should be recited right after Aliyachas Reinu. Why? Because of the way the Rambam explains how they're supposed to be said. They're supposed to be said right after Aliyachas Reinu. Why? Right after Atul Meitim. Because they're part of the benching.
Okay.
They're part of benching. So you don't say all those Harachamans first and then say the Shav Brachos. It would be like you said, you did something else that had nothing to do with benching and then you went ahead and you said the Shav Brachos. That would be nice if the Shav Brachos were independent. But they're not independent. They're really supposed to be an extension of the benching. So now they're saying the same thing that the Brisker Rav held the same way with regard to this Yiratzon. That you say the Yiratzon in such a way that it's an extension of the benching without anything in the middle. Okay? V'hinei betosos psachim. Let's go on a little bit. Nice little discussion that follows here. Isaac, would you like to keep reading or are you
yes.
had it?
Right? So, betosos psachim daf.
Kuf Beis Amud
Beis.
Dibur HaMaskel. She'ein.
She'ein. Chaf.
No, She'ein. Period. Colon. Or comma. Kasav.
Katav.
Or Kasvu, really. I mean, Tosus.
Kasvu. She'ein Lomar Sheva Bracho. Al Kos Shel Birkat HaMazon.
Right, when you say Birkat HaMazon, typically, if you have three, or suddenly if you have ten, you'll say it Al Kos. Now, all of a sudden, you're also saying the Sheva Brachos, and we know there's a coast that's necessary for the Sheva Brachos. So it's also say, don't use the same cup. You don't just use one cup. We know that Minig is to use two cups. You make the benching on one cup, and you make the Sheva Brachos on another cup. All right? Mishum She'im Rom She'i Kedushas La'Kol Esfet. Why don't you do that, Isaac?
Yes.
Yes. Why don't you do that? Because you don't say...
Mishum She'in Omen Shtei Kedushot
Al Kos Echad. Al Kos Echad. You don't have two separate recitations on one coast. Right? Benching is on one coast and Sheva Brachos is on the other coast. Keep going.
Bishuv. Kata Bisham.
Bishem.
Bishem. Rabbeinu Mishulam.
Rabbeinu Mishulam.
The Efshar Leverich Al Kos.
Others say, meaning specifically Rabbeinu Mishulam, hell no, you could say them both on one cup.
Kos Alf.
Kos Echad.
Kos Echad.
The Birkas HaMazon, Gorim the Birkas Nisuin. The other sheet held that, no, listen, really one gives rise to the other. One is sort of a product of the other. And therefore, it's really appropriate to make both of them, both sets of those brachos, on one cup. It's not like two totally disparate things and you're trying to say them on one cup. Here, one stems from the other. You think maybe you could wait a few minutes to do that?
Yes.
At least while you're not the one that's reading?
Okay. The Amar
Hagrid Zatzal.
Hagrid Zatzal. Mishem Maran Zatzal. Dilafi Hamavur.
Now this is one of the Yosef. This is one of the Yosef Dov Soloveitchiks. I don't know that it's necessarily the Yosef Dov Soloveitchik that we know commonly here in the United States. Could have been that it was another, a cousin, who was also called Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. But in any event, Yosef Dov Soloveitchik said in the name of the Brisker Rav,
yes.
That what? Delfi Amavuar b'Divrei HaRambam, we're at the lower left-hand side of the page now. No, it's based on the fact that we see that Birkas Chasanim is part of Birkas HaMazon.
So,
good.
Yecholim.
Birkas HaMazon.
Birkat HaChatanim Al Kos Echad DeHichal.
Da'kol Hu B'Chal Birkas HaMazon. But if you learn that the Sheva Brachos is actually part of benching,
right,
then you should have one cup. Should be okay, right? You don't even have the problem altogether. It's not two things; it's one thing. Forget about saying it's two things that are closely related or two things that flow one from the other. This is all one thing.
Then it can't be, because originally we said that it's just different. It's a separate code for Sheva Brachos.
No, that's one opinion. One opinion says you need two cups. This according to this, but you wouldn't need one cup. That's exactly the point. Okay. Meaning the Brisker Rav held this shita all the way through. He was consistent. Once he said that it's part of benching, then he also said you only need one cup. Practically, the common is to use two cups.
Really?
Yeah, they bench on one cup, and then they do the Sheva Brachos on a different cup.
Well, we didn't do it.
That's the way it's done. And at the end, they mix them together, and they give them one to the Chas and one to the Kal, and they each get a little bit of both ones.
I'm calling Rachel.
You don't call her now. Why don't you wait till she is done? And it's on, and it's not even 9 o'clock yet. Let's go. Vishuv.
The next page?
Yep.
Confusing us.
Yeah, I'm confusing you. You got the end of the next line and the previous line.
Vishuv Amar Vishen Maran Zahal the Nidivri HaRamam.
Good.
The
Halacha Yud.
Sham.
Sham. Bracha zu shemosivim beis chasanim. He bracha achronim mizayin brachos.
Nira derach habracha.
Bracha achron. Good.
Nechalelet Birkat Hamazon below Harishonot Ulif.
So this sounds like another approach. I mean, different than what we said previously. But now he's saying that it's possible you could say that what the Rambam means is that only that last bracha is actually part of the benching and not the beginning, and therefore this would be in line with Tosfos, meaning that you need two cups and not one cup, because even though part of those brachas, Birchas Hasanim, would be part of benching, some of them would not, and therefore for that you would need a separate cup. Next, the Hagridzal Heir, the Mash and his Bar Beramam Lachora, Ein Bezayin Brachos. You shouldn't let someone Shelo Ochel Besu Dezu, someone who didn't actually eat from the meal, shouldn't have what? Shouldn't get a chance to make one of the blessings. Why? Because if one of those brachos, or all those brachos, are really part of what? Part of benching. How are you going to have a guy who didn't eat say one of the brachos?
But still answer.
Yeah, not talking about answering. I'm talking about giving him the cup and saying, here, say the bracha. Go ahead.
Right.
Lemi shalachah v'su dezu, she'enu mevarech berkas ha-mazon. Kevin de brachos elu. Heim.
Heim.
Chelek in berkas ha-mazon.
V'sha'al zo.
Shaul's also Miranzal, and he said this Rav Yosef Dov asked the Brisker Rav this very question: is it proper? Is it not proper? This topic was that he told him it's a good question. It's a good shaila. It's a suffix. There's room to be choshesh. All right, so that's all what he quotes here from quote unquote Rishimas Talmidim. Then the last little paragraph he quotes from the Birkas Avram. That's a contemporary sefer on different Maseches and Shas. This one is from Maseches Pesachim. Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and he writes there, Shamati Mipi. That's all. I mean, he heard from the Brisker Rav.
Ella.
You don't have to be motzi him. It's not an idea that he has a chiyuv, and you say it, and you have to have in mind to be motzi him, but rather, the halacha is, you say these brachos in the Beis Chasanim.
Right?
Haya mashma midvarav. Ain't sarach lahotzi klal. That's a really unrelated point, but saying that ikar was that someone say them, and that's it. It's not like you had to be motzi people. They had to be recited. The din was that when you bench for a suda that was held, and now the chasan and kal, and you panim chadashas, and you have a minion, you have to say the brachos. But even if they have to be motzi. That's really a separate point. But for our purposes, we really wanted to focus on this paragraph, Afa Birkas Ha'Reya. So the way the Brisker Rav understood this Rambam was that these brachas actually became part of the very benching themselves, part of the very benching itself, rather, and therefore it should be said in such a way that there's no hefsek between the benching and the Birkas Balabais. Okay, so take that and contrast it with the following. The tour, let me read to you the lashon of the tour. This is the tour in Siman Kuf Pei Tes. Kuf Pei Tes. The tour writes the following. Kasav Achi Harav Rabin Yechiel Zal. This is my brother, Rabin Yechiel, writes, Nohagu laharech v'birkas hatova meitiv. Harachamon. After hatova meitiv, the meaning is to say harachamon. B'kama gavni, different types of harachamons. B'lo yadati me'ayin bozeh laharbos b'bakasha. Bein birkas hamazon l'birkas bori piagafin. He says, I don't really know where it came to be the case that you could start saying all these harachamons between the end of the fourth blessing and the Bori Pei Hagafen. Again, if he's going to say the Bori Pei Hagafen, it stands to reason it's for the benching, should say it right after the Hatov Meitiv, right after Al Yechasveinu. The Efshar Shenogu Lasos Kein Mihadu Amru Orech Mavarech Hirotzal Mefanecha V'chulei. So what the Torah says that his brother said was that he could sort of bring a raya from the fact that we're already doing this, bring a raya from the Gemara that it's mutter to say these types of things. How? Because look at the bracha of the Mevarech of the balabais. You mevorach the balabais. You say a bracha for the balabais. And then, and only then, do you say Bari Pragafen. So that gives you a license. You see, you could borrow from there the idea that you could also say all these harachamans. What's the implication of that tour? What is it, what is, or really, the brother of the tour, what is he really saying? If it's the case that you could say the bracha of the balabayas after Aliyah Chasreinu, and it really, excuse me, it really has no role in benching per se, so why are any of the harachamans any different? Say the harachamans also. Now, this is an early source. It's an early source suggesting that saying that tova meitiv, I'm sorry, saying the yihi ratzon is really, seems to be saying that it's not really part of benching. But once the Gemara says that you can do that, and that's proper to do, so that gave us license to also say the harachamans. So you see, this presentation of the bracha of the balabayas is not like the brisker of. Brisker of understood it's actually part of, that's at least the way he understood it from the Rambam, that's actually part of benching. This seems to suggest that it's not part of benching, it's after benching, but nonetheless, it's not a hefsek between the end of benching and the Bari Pei Gafen, because the Gemara says you should say it, and obviously it's related to benching. All right, so you know what, maybe we'll stop with that for today, and then tomorrow we'll take a look at some of the other presentations of this bracha to see how the Rishonim understand it. So the Brisker Rav is learning that's the pshat in the Rambam. Torah seems to be opening up the possibility that maybe that's not the only way to look at it. We'll see if we could look at some of the other Rishonim and see how they understood it. Do they understand it to mean that it's actually part of the bracha? Or no, that's not part of the bracha, that's something that's sort of added on at the end of benching. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. No, I think we're done with the sheets. I mean, I might refer to that brisker, but I'm not going to necessarily look at the sheets per se.